Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the Pete Seeger 100th birthday concert Friday night, this Friday night, May 3rd, the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger, 7 p.m. at the Linda. He has spoken truth to power throughout his life and continues through his music. I always think about that song that you introduced me to, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
Yeah, you know, I am really looking forward to Friday night. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I think we, frankly, all have a sense that we should do something to honor Pete because, you know, as long as somebody's name is mentioned and as long as their contribution is enjoyed by so many people, they are alive. They're alive in a different way. And so I really hope that all our friends and neighbors and people who love Pete will come out and enjoy this simple concert with great Happy Traum as he leads us in song and as we all remember what we never want to forget, that amongst us walked a great guy who just really had nothing but affirmation for so many people. So let's all come on out, do it at WAMC.org. Time is getting short now. Or you can do it on the phone, 1-800-323-9262, and we'll just all get together. It'll be terrific. So I hope you'll do it. I hope that we can make this thing a great success. And with your help, we can.
WAMC.org. Well, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein submitted his resignation letter to President Trump, ending a tumultuous 2 years in which they tried to steady Iraqi Justice Department and its relationship with the White House.
Well, I must confess, David, I'm confused by Rosenstein. He did the right thing in appointing Mueller, but clearly he's a guy who walked up to the White House, we'll remember, expecting to be fired, and somehow the president and he came out and were feeling real good about each other. So I'm not absolutely sure as to what happened in that meeting. But I know something happened, and whether or not it was a telegraphing of what the results of the Mueller investigation were going to be, maybe Rosenstein was able to tell him, well, there won't be serious charges, and the ones that are left open will be left open. So whatever it was, Rosenstein goes. To some, he's a hero. To me, he's an enigma.
Meanwhile, President Trump and his family are suing Deutsche Bank and Capital One to block those subpoenas issued by House Democrats seeking Trump's financial record.
Well, you'll remember, David, we've talked about this before, that instead of going to the White House with subpoenas where they'll say executive privilege or a constitutional crisis between two different branches of government, then we don't have to do it, and wait until it gets to the Supreme Court, an obviously loaded Supreme Court, the Trump people now have a problem in that the Congress has decided, okay, we'll go to the people who contributed to all of this. So with hundreds of millions of dollars lent by Deutsche Bank, we know that the president will not allow his tax returns to be seen. We know that he now is faced with the fact that Deutsche Bank will spill the beans and some of these others. So now he says, I'm suing you to make sure that you don't obey a lawful subpoena from the Congress of the United States. Of course, if they sue and the courts rule against them, that's one thing. But if it gets to a Supreme Court and stalls for time, which is obvious what's going on here, it'll take a lot of time. And the president will have his way in that it'll be just more time before the American people get to see exactly how this guy has enriched himself.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, Alan, formally launched his campaign for the presidency in 2020, held a rally in Pittsburgh. It's his third bid for the presidency. The head of the International Association of Firefighters, that union, said the labor group backed Biden's bid because he has a proven track record of representing union members and working families. It prompted a tweeting tiff between Biden and President Trump, in which President Trump basically said it's the dues-hungry leadership of the union that support Democrats. It's the membership that supports him.
Well, that all is a matter of conjecture. We do know that the Democrats lost some of the working people in the last election, although Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump did. Now, Biden is actually doing very well. He started out, all of the dirty laundry was put on display. It doesn't seem to have affected many people. The president is taking him very seriously, and we are told, despite the advice of his counsels, he is going ahead and, quote, attacking Sleepy Joe. That only helps Biden because it shows that the president is taking him extremely seriously. And Biden, in his first rallies, was met with very enthusiastic applause. So it does seem that this thing is shaping up. And one more thing, David, everybody expected, or many people did, that when Biden got into it, he would be the front runner at the time and that his numbers would go down. In fact, they've gone up. And so Biden seems to be right now the guy to beat.
President Trump also having a fight yesterday with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over salt after New York put up quite a fight to not lose the state and local tax deductions. President Trump tweeting yesterday that New York could have fought and won it.
Yeah, he is such a duplicitous man. You know, the fact is, he takes it away and then he says it's their fault because they could have fought harder.
How about the issue of the NRA, the suit by the attorney general in the state, Letitia James, and again, a fight with the president over this?
Well, the fact that the NRA is in such chaos spells real problems for them. Obviously, there's more here than meets the eye. We saw Ali North, of all people, of Iran-Contra fame, taking on Wayne LaPierre. I think it was preordained that LaPierre was going to win. Ali North is already slinking back out of his board chairmanship. As the old saying goes, if you're going to try to kill the king, you better succeed, or something like that.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Alan, listeners, let's all get over to the Linda on Friday to celebrate the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger. Proceeds to the lockbox at WAMC.org.
I can't wait to see everybody. It'll be great fun.